using music to bring communities together and to help kids discover music, not only as listeners, but as potential musicians. That's the idea behind a new foundation called Walk the Beat. There's a big event coming up in Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and Ferrisburg to help launch this foundation. Grand Haven musician and songwriter David Palmer is here. Now he's founder of the Walk the Beat Foundation. Good to have you with us, David.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
What gave you the idea for Walk the Beat?
Right now, the mission of Walk the Beat Foundation is to get any child involved with music. If a child doesn't have an instrument, we would like to give them an instrument. If they already have an instrument, let's get them some lessons. If they've already had lessons, let's get them a little demo tape, you know, and just try to work with each individual at wherever they are on the path.
Knowing that the desire's there, so build
correct,
on that.
And we just want to help advance whatever passion they have. And some of them are really passionate about what they're doing.
Well, you've got an event coming up August 16th. It's a music festival over the Tri-Cities, so it's covering Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and Ferrisburg. And it, too, is called Walk the Beat, this
correct
festival. Who's involved and how is it structured?
There's 40 different locations in the Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and Ferrisburg area. On August 16th, from noon to 5, each one of those places are going to have an open house. The first 2.5 hours will be soloists or duets. The second 2.5 hours will be full bands. Hmm. The idea is that people go from location to location, voting on bands. They'll be able to vote with their smartphones. And seeing what all these different venues have. I mean, these are all small businessmen. So what we're trying to do here, I've been a small businessman almost all of my life. So I came up with this idea and I said, how about if I can get, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people to come right to your door?
And do it by having musicians perform.
Correct. So we can help the players,
yeah,
help the musicians, and then help the people in our whole community, have them come and see what services that are available from small businessmen who are the people that are taking care of your town.
So you're trying to really not only shed a spotlight on musicians, because you've got, what, I see over 80 musical performances and over 300
yeah
musicians,
yeah,
but also on these businesses in the Tri-Cities area.
Correct. The two of the hardest ways to make a living, small businessman or a musician.
Very true.
So why not put these guys together and help the whole community at the same time, give our musicians a lot of promotional opportunities along with the small businessmen.
For people who say, you know, I'm going to go to Grand Rapids for Art Prize because I want to see the art, there's no that would be the same kind of person that would say, hey, let's go to Grand Haven and let's go to Spring Lake and Ferrisburg and
definitely
listen to music.
No,
so a music festival, but not your typical big crowd of people in a field
correct,
with mud.
Correct. You know, you go from place to place. And you just meet a bunch of people. And what's kind of cool is that every one of these open houses will have their own type of party going on.
You're a businessman. You also are a musician-songwriter. Mm-hmm. From your heart, why do you feel it is so important to get these kids in Michigan hooked into music and to learn it and give them a chance to perform it?
Well, music is really from the cradle to the grave. I truly believe it is part of your being. You need it. It helps express yourself so much better than keeping it inside. And I think these young people, first of all, it's just good for their brain. Just it's the left and right side working. It's good for their social skills. It is good for mathematics. You know, you can go on and on with all the studies that have claimed that music is just good for you as a person.
David Palmer is a musician and businessman who is a founder of Walk the Beat, the foundation, and the big festival, the Tri-Cities Festival, that'll be August 16th from 12 to 5. Some 40 business open houses all throughout Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and Ferrisburg with literally over 300 musicians performing. You can get all the details at walkthebeat.org. David Palmer, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.